It is time to bring in Pat Pagano. And things went according to plan, Pat, yesterday. Not quite as severe here, but still severe. We had some power outages. We had some trees down. Once again, we had a huge dump of rain. And here we are this morning, and it's cooler.
Yep, and it'll be a partly cloudy but windy day. The wind will pick up this afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-70s. So, you know, if it wasn't for the wind, I would say a pretty decent day. It will be clear and cool tonight in the mid-40s. And tomorrow we'll have mostly sunny skies, breezy, mid-70s. Now for Thursday, cloudy, some showers. Low 70s. I think they'll leave by later in the day. And your Friday will become a hazy and more humid. Low to middle 80s. Your Saturday is a hazy and humid day, 90. And it's still humid and hazy with a chance of thunderstorms later Sunday. And the highs, 85 to 90. So you're looking at a nice, hot weekend, Marshall, right up your alley.
Well, you know, it's good. You know, it's another busy weekend. We've got events on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So people are going to be able to, and all these events are indoor and outdoor combined, okay?
Right.
So it's going to be a great summer weekend ahead of Memorial Day to get out there and enjoy yourself.
I think so. You know, and again, we get thunderstorms are not going to happen until later Sunday. So that's pretty decent. This is what, the first, second, third week. This is the third week. Just checking our long range. Cool and wet and sunny and nice. Yeah. Well, it's not too bad for a long range forecast. That'll work. We'll see what we do with the last week, which is next week. I'm forecasting long range windy showers and thunderstorms. And for the last weekend, which includes Memorial Day, I said it's going to be cool, cloudy, and unsettled. We shall see, because remember yesterday we were talking about the tropical system in the Gulf?
Yep.
Okay. You know, that's still on the table. The model has not given up. As of next Thursday, the model shows what looks to be a hurricane right emerging out of the Yucatan and the southern Gulf of Mexico. And I was pretty curious to see which way they were going to move it. They're moving it north so that by Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, it looks to me like it's situated just south-south. It's right in the central Gulf, south-southeast of New Orleans. And now the big question is what happens after that? Well, they're bringing it. If this model is correct, and I don't think the landfall projections are good. I think the fact that there may be a tropical system, I think that's good. They're bringing it right toward New Orleans. And come Saturday night of Memorial Day weekend, this thing is pretty close to New Orleans. So we shall see what the model does with that. By the way, folks, if the model is right and it turns out to be a tropical system, the first name will be Alex.
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 Alex with an X?
Yes, with an X.
Is it spelled any other way? Yeah, it is. It could spell it with a C.
Yeah, you could spell it with a C. Yep. Yeah. So we'll see what happens there. Other than that, I think Saturday we'll attempt to go up to the lake and open up the lake house. But I am not in any way sure whether I'll get up there Memorial Day weekend. Because my friend Michael, who lives the next town over, is throwing a 70th birthday bash for himself. And I have to go to it. And, of course, when does he make it? And he does this every year. He doesn't make it on Saturday or on Monday.
He makes it on Sunday.
He makes it on Sunday, right in the middle of the weekend. Yeah. So that, you know, if you have any plans as far as going away, you could skip it, you know. And to me, it's like, I don't understand that. You know, if especially him, he's retired. I mean, I'm not. But still, anybody who's working could come Saturday because they're off Sunday. Or they could come Sunday because they're off Monday. So he chooses to have it right in the middle of the week of the Memorial Day weekend on a Sunday.
Well, it's his day, so he's got a right to choose it, but it's not smart, though, because it limits how many people are going to come.
Well, that's the other thing. you know, a lot of people may give excuses, you know, say I have to do this, I have to do that. I don't know, but
you know,
I know.
For me,
I know.
I know I don't want to have to do anything extra on Sunday as I prepare for Monday.
Right, correct.
I want to do what I want to do, not at somebody else's event on a
Sunday. Right, but like with you, you're not off on Monday. But somebody who's off on Monday, you know, doesn't care.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't care if they don't have plans. You know, they're just sitting around, hanging around, and thinking, oh, well, you know what, so we won't go to the beach that day. We'll go to his party. I have no choice. He's the next town over. And, of course, I see him all the time, so I have to go. If I don't go, there will be faces, they say. You know what that is. You know what I mean? You'll get attitude. Yeah. There'll definitely be attitude.
Well, speaking about attitude, remember I was telling you about over the weekend on Friday, a late Friday, I got a call back from the co-founder of Capsule Air.
Yeah.
About my air conditioner, and he said he'd make sure he got it all packaged up and sent out.
Yeah.
I get a notice from UPS this morning. Your package is arriving today.
Wow.
That means
they sent it express?
They express, and they actually shipped it out on the weekend.
Because that's pretty good.
I think that's unbelievable. It'll be at my house today between 12 noon and 3 o'clock. I think that's unbelievable. This guy really was obviously didn't want me to be upset about the air conditioner not working.
Right.
And that's unbelievable service. That really is.
I think so too. I'm looking up it right now. Capsule, cool, calm, connected. I see how thin these things are. That's incredible. They don't even look like air conditioners.
No, they don't. They look like radios.
They look like radios. You're absolutely right. And
and they're so quiet, it's unbelievable.
Isn't that interesting? Look at that. Simple flexibility, right? control your fully connected air conditioner by your phone.
Yep. Yep, it's amazing.
That is free shipping. That is pretty, pretty cool.
And the way it ejects the cold air is different than any other air conditioner that I've seen. Every other air conditioner pushes the air straight out, okay? Straight out the front of it.
Right.
And what do we all know about cold air? What does it do?
It sinks.
It sinks. This pushes it out the top of the unit. So you stand 5 feet away from this, and you can feel the breeze from it. Because it pushes the air up and then lets it sink naturally into the room.
But it's pricey.
No, that's the whole... What do they have as the price?
$7.99.
No, that's why I ordered early. I ordered months ago, and I got more than 50% off.
Well, that's a good thing, because here on their website, it's $7.99,
and that's why I ordered it. And I thought, okay, I'll order it. It's early, but what the heck? And it came within five or six days. Then I had them sitting around the house for a while. No, I got if you ordered it early, you got this incredible price break. And I said, geez, these things. By the time I priced them out, I was going to replace the air conditioners that I had. The air conditioners I had were going to cost me $300 to $400 anyways each.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, if you got the money, it's worth the money. It's worth the money.
It's compact. It's really worth the money, huh?
It's compact. It's quiet. And the cooling capability is great. And each one cools 5,000 square feet.
Pretty cool. Yeah. Pretty cool. Yeah.
No, pardon me. They're 5,000 whatever.
BTUs.
BTUs. They will cool a 12 by 15 room completely.
Very, very interesting. Well, things, I mean, this looks like a very warm to hot summer. So, you know, air conditioners may be very, very much in need this year. I mean, we have central air here. So, but I'm just thinking, you know, up at the lake house, would do well, you know.
If you got a guy, a handy person, he'll have it installed within 10 minutes. Within 10 minutes. That's how easy they are to install. Takes about 10 minutes to install if you know what you're doing and just do it right. So
I was looking to see if they had a price. No, it looks like the 5,000 BTU.
Yeah.
Is $7.99.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, it's worth it. It's I at that price, even though I didn't pay that, I paid half that. It's worth every penny.
Okay.
How many times when you have an air conditioner on in your house, unless it's central air, that you have to turn the TV up, because they're just loud.
So noisy, yeah.
This is not. Like I said, if you have an air purifier in your house, the air purifier is more noisy than it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's important. And if it cools the way it should, that's very important as well.
And it also takes allergens out of the air. Mm. There you go.
And ladies and gentlemen, you didn't know this, but Marshall is now the vice president of Capsule Air.
No, he's not. He's just really pleased with their service.
But imagine if you are on the ground floor. That's great. Just like my weather station up on the roof, the Tempest, doing very well.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, well, I see it's time to wrap it up. So enjoy the partly cloudy day, but it will be windy. And the highs, Marshall, mid-70s.
We're used to the wind by now. Okay. All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our forecast and talk about my Capsule air conditioner.